And it is Wednesday morning, and we're joined this morning by Pamela Weiner from the Atkinson Chamber of Commerce. Pamela, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
How we doing?
I'm doing well.
Well, it's going to be a hot few days, but it's county fair time, so I guess we would expect nothing less.
Right, exactly.
seems like it's always hot during the fair. But it's sound like it's a good fair, but we're getting ready for Atkinson Heydays, and we're going to talk about that and some of the things that are going on. And, of course, one of the big events of Atkinson Heydays is the annual barbecue.
That's right, Scott. So, yeah, Heydays is coming up next week, and so you have about 5 days to rest up and recover from the whole county fair. So maybe we'll get a chance to skim through all the events going on. But yes, I am here today on behalf of the Atkinson Area Chamber of Commerce to focus attention on the Heydays Free barbecue that our organization sponsors.
You bet. And of course, always a great bunch of sponsors and volunteers that make the barbecue happen. And like you said, the best part about it is it's free.
That's right. That's right. And been that way for decades. Yeah. So, you know, the saying, they say everything changes, but everything remains the same. So we'd like to inform the listeners about changes taking place with this year's event.
Okay.
And maybe we can squash some rumors.
Sure.
So first and foremost, this year, we are saying goodbye to some of our key volunteers who have served the celebration and served our community for decades. We say goodbye to the Braun families, Wayne and Susan, Tim and Michaela, and their families. Along with the sale of the locker this year, they have chosen to hang up their barbecue apron and spend some quality time with their grandkids. The nerve.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And so who could disagree with that? So we at the Chamber of Commerce, we send them the most heartfelt thank yous for their many, many years of service. And their service goes way, way back. Even before when Wayne and Tim were young, they have memories of their dad and you know, their ancestors. So this has been in their family for a really long time. And so we cannot send enough thank yous to their family for the service they have provided. And we are, you know, definitely understand that grandchildren draw to,
exactly,
yeah, go spend some time with them, and we wish them the best. And the second volunteer retiring is Cindy Kubik, and same heartfelt thanks goes out to Cindy. So I believe her husband may have retired this year, so maybe she wants to join him.
Sure.
And Cindy was a behind-the-scenes volunteer that had a large range of responsibilities, including she lined up the volunteers and volunteers for prepping, serving, cleanup, deliveries, etc. So she was a little behind the scenes worker. She was a busy bee, and that was a huge undertaking, and we thank her for her years of service. So now to crush the rumors about the fate of the barbecue, I'm here to tell you that the show will go on.
All right.
We have been blessed, as always in these small communities, with a new lineup of volunteers who have stepped forward, and they have filled each and every role needed to continue this long tradition that has existed longer than actually Heydays itself.
Oh, really?
So when you see the posters, and you'll see that this year is 82nd annual Heydays. So when you look back through the records, Cindy Posnicker is a good source of information for this, but there are some years that it was skipped. Mm-hmm. And then came back. So it's not necessarily consecutive. And then when you go back to the barbecue itself, there was Feeding the Multitudes or Atkinson Free Days. I have a great photo that was gifted to me by a friend of it's a 1932 black and white, and it's a panoramic photo, and it's got thousands of people in this pano photo, and it's titled 1932 Feeding the Multitudes. And it's, you know, back in the day, the businessmen, the business owners, they got together and they wanted to basically thank everyone their customers, colleagues, friends, family, everybody got together and they gathered and they ate. And that's kind of, you know, been a major event with what has now become Hay Days. And so a very important event with a lot of history to it. And so I'd like to introduce this year's chef.
All right.
And his name is Brad Smith. He's an Atkinson native, and Brad's got a lot of ideas, and we're excited to see what he brings to the table. So that brings me to the next thing, donations. So everything is based on donations. So we put out over 2,000 sandwiches each year. We do have a suggested amount at $250, but we'll accept any increment of donation. You or your business, your name will be listed and announced at each and every event throughout the celebration, as long as any advertising that goes along with that. Volunteers. It always takes a lot of volunteers. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give you the contacts for those people. If you would like to volunteer, Janelle Rossman is leading that that crusade, and her number is 340-0899. That would be Janelle, and Janelle would be your contact. She's our co-president, and she's lining up volunteers that will be doing the service that day, serving sandwiches. If you have helped in the past, and she has not reached out to you, and you are willing to volunteer and continue, you know, what you have done in the past, you want to reach out to Janelle and let her know you're there.
Okay.
We do have some great records. Cindy was Cindy Kubik, who previously did what Janelle is doing. She kept immaculate records.
Oh, I bet.
And so
that's nice.
Good. Yeah. Good reminder for anybody that's in a leadership position or volunteer position. If you're ever planning on handing that off to someone someday, that is so helpful to, you know, your next generation of volunteers,
right,
to have those records of maybe why things are the way they are. Next thing is the donations. If you would like to donate, you can contact myself at 340-4811, or Luann Tooker is our secretary treasurer. She can be reached at 340-8011, or you can just drop them by the Sandhills Guesthouse office there, where we kind of everything Chamber of Commerce is worked out of that office.
And they make a checkout too.
They would make the checkout to Atkinson Area Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
And then, of course, you can also reach us by email. A couple easy email addresses are info@atkinsonchamber.com or atkinsonchamber@gmail.com. One will reach me, one will reach Luann.
Perfect.
So you can also find all of these contacts, if you're not writing these down right now, you can find all these contacts on our webpage at www.atkinsonchamber.com. You can also find the events poster for Hay Days. You can find a lot more there, too. We have a list of all of our members. We have an events page where we have a Google calendar there of anything and everything Atkinson.
Mm-hmm.
We even include things on our calendar that aren't necessarily Chamber of Commerce sponsored or hosted. We just try to use that as a hub to be, you know, communication to everyone of what's going on in Atkinson.
Right. And you've really done a lot of nice work on it too. So it's been updated. And
now that's Amanda's, that's the Atkinson.
Oh, that's
yep. And yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because, you know, she does want everyone to get that word out too. So the AtkinsonNebraska.com.
Perfect.
You can bill pay on there for your water bill. She's got a lot of neat features on there, and we link to each other. So if you go to the AtkinsonChamber.com, you can find a link to that Atkinson webpage, and vice versa. Amanda links to the chamber, to the Hay Days page. The Hay Days event has its own webpage at AtkinsonHayDays.com, and we all kind of work together and we all link together. So if you can't remember one, just go to one and you'll find the others. So yeah, that's a great page too. With she's done a lot of great work on there with updates and new features, and And that's a lot of work. So if you've ever done website development.
So the good news again, Pamela, is that the Atkinson Free Barbecue is going on. It's happening, folks. Whole new slate of, we got a new cook coming in. We got new volunteers. We'll still have some of the same old volunteers that have helped over
the
years.
Right.
But new people in charge. And yeah, like we said, we're just making it as seamless as possible. And the for those of us that are thinking about eating, it's going to be held on Sunday.
Sunday, and we'll start serving around 5:30.
I've been on vacation, so I got to get my dates right here. So that would be the 21st, correct?
It would be the 21st, yep. Sunday, August 21st. So it's kind of the event that kind of wraps up Heydays.
Right.
You know, it's always kind of the sit back and relax, you know, come and have some food and fellowship with your coworkers, your
colleagues. Talk about all the fun things that happen during Heydays.
Yeah, friends and family, and you just kind of, you know you got school the next day. So
right.
You just kind of wind down, eat some food, you know, have that fellowship time, and sometimes there's a little entertainment there in the park. I believe the cloggers will be there, and you just kind of kick back and then get ready for the grind the next day.
You bet. Yep. So, but it's still going on, and we're going to talk a little bit more about Heydays too. But again, volunteers, get a hold of Janelle Rossman at 340-0899. And if you'd like to be a sponsor, like we said, starts at $250. Get a hold of Pamela at 340-4811, 340-4811, or Luann at 340-8011. Correct?
That's perfect.
Got it all right. All right. We'll take a quick break for the birthday club. We'll talk more about Atkinson Heydays coming up. Stay tuned. We've got Pamela Weiner in from the Atkinson Chamber of Commerce. And again, we've been talking this morning about the famous Atkinson Free Barbecue, which has been going on for about 90 years, it sounds like. If I did my math right, anyway.
Something like that.
Yeah. And it's still going on. And it'll, like we said, it'll be Sunday, August 21st at the Atkinson Park. And it's always a good time. But there's just a ton of stuff going on. And hard to believe it's Atkinson Heydays week next week.
It is very hard to believe. It's hard to believe school's starting next week.
I know,
So let's roll it back now to the beginning of Heydays. So we're kicking off on Thursday, the 18th, with the football scrimmage up at the West Holt football field. That's going to be the kickoff event for Heydays. And then on Friday, of course, is the there's a volleyball jamboree. There's the ranch rodeo.
Very popular.
Very popular. Yeah. One of my favorite events. I love that whole Calcutta, you know, thing. And just the events are hilarious.
And they're not very competitive.
They're
if
brave.
You've ever been to a ranch rodeo, it's all about competitive. Yeah.
If you have not been to a ranch rodeo, I very highly recommend taking in a ranch rodeo.
It's serious.
Yeah.
But fun. Oh, but yeah, like you said, fun.
If you, we had a new rodeo announcer last year due to a last minute change, and Adam Flannery, I got to give a shout out to him. If you did not hear Adam Flannery's prayer
debut
before the rodeo, Adam delivered a prayer that made you want to jump out of your seat and praise Jesus, because it was amazing. So kind of hoping to hear him again this year. But then, of course, the treasure hunt is always a fun thing.
That
kicks off, and they give those clues, you know, at each event. And that treasure is hidden somewhere in Atkinson, and it's money.
Right.
And so it's the first clue is given, and the Mr. and Mrs. Hay will also be announced. And those hints have already been listed in the Atkinson graphic each week. So you can
check it out there.
Yep. Send your guesses into Connie Schaaf, and no clue who that is yet. But yeah, that treasure hunt, and then Mr. and Mrs. Hay, and that'll all be announced at the coronation dance. And the coronation dance, the kids are out selling tickets. So if you see a Heydays candidate, candidates for king and queen, they're out selling tickets right now, and they will be crowned that night at 10:30. Music by Borderline at that coronation dance. And then Saturday is kind of an all day, a lot of events. I'll kind of brush over. Let's just, instead of listing each place to eat, let's just say if you go hungry, you weren't looking.
It's your own fault.
Right? There's a lot of meal options on Saturday. And big events going on that day, of course, are in the morning, the fun run, walk, and bike ride. And contact Renee Osborne for that. The race begins at 7. It's sponsored by the Atkinson Volunteer Fire Department, Atkinson Fire and Rescue. A lot of little things going on before the parade, and then the parade kicks off at 10:30 in downtown Atkinson. This year's theme is Mardi Gras. That could be interesting.
Yeah, that could be.
Yeah. So get your beads.
There you go.
So after the parade, a lot of things going on up at the community center, the park, free swimming, small engine display, pony rides, dunking booth. I mean, just a lot of activities for you to take in. And then I think we'll see KBRX that night.
Cruise night.
Yep. I heard Mike talk about it this morning he popped in. So is Mike going to be up there doing that, or?
I'll be there for sure. And Mike will be back here playing music, or if he'll be there with us. So yeah.
You probably need to make up. I mean, you need to put some hours in,
Scott. Yeah, I do, yeah. Took those vacation days. Now I'm paying for it. Yeah.
So, after cruise night, we, of course, this is my event here. We want you to cruise on over to the Sandhills Guest House and take in our 14th annual outdoor movie party. This year, here's a fun fact, I let my daughter pick the movie this year.
Oh, boy.
So we were screening the movie at home to make sure the disc was, you know, didn't have any glitches or anything like that. And as we were screening the movie, I'm going to go ahead and announce it here. We heard the breaking news that Olivia Newton-John had passed away at age 73. So guess what movie we're showing?
Grease.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Grease will be the feature presentation, and that movie starts at dusk, which usually kind of ends up roughly around 9:30.
I'm guessing there might be some sing-along and dancing maybe going on during the movie.
I could only hope so. So we have free popcorn during the movie. There's vending and, vending machines on site, restrooms on site.
Yep.
And that's a completely free event. You just
bring a lawn chair.
BYOC. So bring your own chair. And some people kind of get in there and back their vehicles in bring the pillows and blankets. And we welcome you to bring. We've seen people pull trailers, underslung trailers in with chairs and picnic, so whatever you want to sit on through a movie. Yeah. So the movie is rated PG-13, depending on where you look. I've seen it listed as PG-2, but yeah. It's about an hour and a half long. And so if you drop kids off, which we are okay if you do that, drop kids off, and it'll probably be over roughly at 11 p.m.
Yeah.
So
awesome.
And then on Sunday, we've got community church service, pancake breakfast, car show, vendors again in the park, small engine display, rib showcase, burnout contest. That's always a favorite.
Mm-hmm.
That's the guy favorite, I think. Again, free swimming, pony rides, cakewalk. That's another fun one.
Yeah.
So, and then leading up to the barbecue. So, and during the barbecue, the firemen are going to be up there with their kiddie train rides, and that's always fun. Those little looks like a giant caterpillar.
Right,
I don't know. But the train rides, the clogging dancers will be up there, and that'll be the closing events of a long weekend.
Yeah, like we said, it's just jam-packed with something for everyone in the family, and like we said, you want to make sure to just get the schedule and make your plans, because it's always a good time at the Atkinson Heyday Celebration.
Yep, and that schedule can be found. Of course, the posters are hung in area businesses. If you don't find them there, you can always find them at the AtkinsonHeydays.com website. You can find them on the AtkinsonChamber.com website. If you have any questions or need any contact information for Heydays, you would contact the Heydays president. I know him. That would be Chris Weiner at 402-340-7425. Mm-hmm.
And you can also text HEY to 336-1612 and get it on your smartphone.
Awesome.
We've got that up. I did get that done before I went on vacation.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But just another great, and thanks to all the people that are volunteering to make events happen and help with the parade and the ranch rodeo and the cook and the barbecue, the free barbecue feed and everything. Because it literally takes a village to make these activities happen.
We appreciate every organization, every individual, every dollar, every time spent. Yep. It takes it all and pull it all together, and we have a great celebration.
You bet. And like we said, they can go to the Atkinson Chamber website. That website again is?
AtkinsonChamber.com.
Okay. Again, you can text HEY to 336-1612. Get it on your phone so you have it handy right there all weekend long. And just make plans of being in Atkinson for HEY Days
next
weekend.
We invite everyone in the listening area to show up and participate.
Yeah, check out the whole county fair this week and Atkinson HEY Days next week.
Yes, So. No lack of things to do.
That's right. All right, Pamela, anything else before we let you go this morning?
I think that's it.
All right. Well, again, thanks to all the donors. Thanks to all the volunteers. And we'll see everybody next week for Atkinson HEY Days. And thanks to Pamela Weiner from the Atkinson Chamber for joining us this morning.